Gweru resident Francisca Tongogara and her husband ventured into the informal sector in 2008 when Zimbabwe's economy almost crumbled due to historic hyperinflation, which according to the International Monetary Fund reached 500 billion percent that year. Despite facing serious hurdles over the years after setting up their family business, Tongogara believes that she has achieved considerable success. She is now a proud owner of 4 taxis.
I sell clothes, I sell electrical gadgets, I sell furniture, all sorts of furniture which you find in the homes. I managed to buy about 4 cars through this business.
But Tongogara is quick to say she's worried about the current poor state of the economy, which may in the end force her business to shut down. The IMF, currently monitoring the country's economy under a staff-monitored program, has indicated that credit and deposit growth in Zimbabwe have slowed down sharply, liquidity conditions are tight, and the banking system remains weak. This has been worsened by the Southern African nation's precarious external position, low international reserves, a large current account deficit, an overvalued real exchange rate, and growing external arrears. Tongogara says she will be driven out of business if this situation prevails, as there will be no one to buy some of the things she sells or to hire her taxis.
If people don't buy completely, I'm out of business. I'm appealing to government to just give people their salaries, their bonuses, so that we can be stable in business, so that we can feed our own children, so that our Zimbabwe can be a better Zimbabwe.
Another informal trader, 40-year-old Shane Banda, who sells farm produce at a local vendor's market, is also worried about the poor state of the economy.
The problem is that people don't have money to spend, so we are having less customers each and every time. So we are appealing to our government to open some industries so that people get employed and then we get more customers.
Banda, who once worked for a state-owned company, says if he had a choice, he would rather get formal employment as it offers better security than vending. Some business executives in the formal sector, like Trust Chikohora, who is the past president of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, say they are also facing serious challenges.
Most successful economies are driven by a middle class, which can spend. But in our case, that is being decimated. And even those that are still at work are not getting their money on time. So the economy is supposed to be pumping festive season, but it's not happening. You need to have a productive sector. You need to have a functional agricultural sector, functional manufacturing. That's where the income comes from. That's where the cash flows come from.
Industrial capacity utilization is hovering at around 33% due to a lack of cheap loans in Zimbabwe and insignificant foreign direct investment. International finance corporations have said sustaining higher growth and poverty reduction in the country will require comprehensive reforms over the medium term. Presenting the 2015 national budget, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa revealed that at least 55,000 workers lost their jobs in the past 3 years following the shutdown of over 4,600 companies. Lawyer Reginald Chidawanyika, who runs other businesses including a sports bar, agrees that there is need to adopt radical measures like dumping some controversial policies and the adoption of a zero tolerance towards corruption in order to revive the economy.
We have to eliminate by all costs the aspect of corruption, which I believe is in every layer of our society. And another issue that we need to do, which perhaps we don't make it a priority, is to implement what our constitution says must happen. Because if you are to attract any meaningful investment, we have to live by what our constitution says.
The government has been issuing contradictory statements about revising the much-feared Black Economic Empowerment Program launched a couple of years ago, which compels foreign-owned businesses to transfer a 51% stake to local people. Some observers say as long as the government lacks the political will to implement meaningful measures to revive the economy, including attracting significant foreign direct investment, even the informal economy that is currently sustaining many lives will eventually collapse. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.